Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Back to Old School with DP and J, presented by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Yeah. I'm on you today, Jake.
Welcome back to Tanner's Bar and Grill, 30th and Yankee Hill. We'll be here till 6 o'clock, and then we'll have some extra programming for you tonight that'll run till about 8 o'clock. So stay tuned, buckle in, and let's welcome in the Husker Hall of Famer. Let's welcome in. He seems a bit intense. He seems to be on fire.
Never that, man.
He walked in with his big man strut today. He
always got that going on.
Yo, this was making a statement.
I wish.
You good, sir?
It's all good to the hood. It's all good in the hood.
Okay. All right. You know, I mean, this is how this.
I could be a Dolphins fan, you know what I'm saying? Then I would be cranky all the time.
Look at him with his two straight wins. He's so proud of himself.
Mm-hmm. That's like putting up your first place, second place trophy.
Well, that's that. Okay, so
that's the Dolphin mentality.
I'm a
first
Washington
place
football
first place
fan.
Loser.
Wow,
oh, man! Dude, see now, wow. I just go low blow.
Sniper shot from way up there, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this is like Dolphins fans. Washington fans.
Bears fans.
We were good back in the day.
70s.
And we're not so good now, so we have to rely on that.
Yeah.
Nebraska fans understand.
Oh, yes. They Nebraska fans, Vikings fans.
Right? They understand.
They understand that. Listen, that's why I always tell people, man, appreciate when you got a good thing. Don't get so lazy and unappreciative of when you got good things.
But that's why I said that's why we named it Old School, because there are some values that have to be brought forward, some that need to be improved on and forgotten, right? Like, we're fair with that.
Right, sure.
Not everything needs to be the way it was.
Oh, no. But all you got to do is just take the principles of it and you'll be all good.
What are the rules? What are the rules for success, Jay Foreman? Especially football. Give me the football rules for success.
Well, one, you got to be selfless, not selfish.
Okay.
Obviously, you got to work hard, which should be a guarantee, but I think that's something that you have to recruit to.
Mm-hmm.
You got to love football, and you know, which means you're going to go above and beyond of just doing the average, which I call just like cashing your scholarship check. Show up on time, participate in practice, participate in meetings, wear the uniform, wear the jumpsuit, and that's it. You got to want to be great, or be the best that you could be. You could be great in your role and be just as valuable as an All-American. You know, and then you just got to be, you know, you got to have some inner dog in you, you know, and that doesn't mean you know, whether you're just like a, you know, everybody confuses leadership with just guys that rah-rah speeches or yellers and stuff like that. Now, granted, you got to be a leader and you got to pull a guy aside and jack him up a little bit and say, you know, you need to do better because we need you, and you need to do better because you need to. Or you got to kind of white glove some guys, but then also you got to be able to – football is a friction game,
mm-hmm.
Okay? It's built on friction. And what I mean by that is it's combative, and you got to push each other to do things both physically, mentally, and spiritually that you might not think that you could do or they could do, because ultimately when you're out there in front of 90,000 people, you have to look in the huddle and know that I can depend on all the 10 other guys, and those 10 guys know that they can depend on me to give everything, you know, that you got in order to win. So, that's why football is such a hard sport, in my opinion, the ultimate team game. because, you know, you, sometimes, you know, the as hard or as great as you prepare, it might not work out for you, but then you also have to be able to answer the bell again mentally. And the most important thing is you only get 12 of them guaranteed, not guaranteed, but 12 games a year versus, you know, the basketball team would play over 30. You know, the baseball team would play close to, what, 40, 50 games or something like that. And so that's why football is significantly different. You know, volleyball team plays some, you know, high 30 games and you get in there. So there isn't, oh, well, we can lose a couple and then we're, you know, we can still go on a run and win the, you know, Big Ten championship. Every game is crucial. And then you throw in parity throughout college football without, you know, when you exclude the top like five or six teams, you throw in parity from like, say, number eight all the way to like number 80. Obviously, it's just trickle down once you get past 50, but generally there's parity. It makes it even more intense, even more important for guys to develop individual skills to the utmost, collective skills, leadership, so forth and so on. And that's, you know, look, when you're playing at a big-time program like Nebraska, those things are magnified. You know, you don't come here, you know, to play, you know, Kansas or, you know, nothing against Fordham. You come here to play in big time games. And, you know, being a competitor isn't telling everybody you're a competitor. Being a leader isn't telling everybody that you're a leader on social media, et cetera, et cetera. It's showing them. And, you know, to be honest with you, these type of seasons and this type of season – and these two games really will show you. And unfortunately, I've been on this side at the pro level. The guys that are going to tap out, you know, in the pro level when you become either mathematically not in the playoff hunt or close to it, where it's unrealistic, you know, where you got to win like four games and say like you need like the Pittsburgh Steelers to lose four in a row and then you're in. You know, that just doesn't happen. You see guys start tapping out, shutting it down, and right here, you know, you're going to see, you know, who's really in it. And, yeah, these are two hard games, one on the road, one at home. But you can set the tone going into the offseason, which will, you know, flow over into the season of next year in a very, very positive manner if it's approached the right way. Because, you know, you're not playing two teams that aren't beatable. And conceptually, it's I wouldn't say easy game to prepare for. But it is. It's going to be a physical game. They're going to test your rules. They're going to test, you know, your run fits. They're going to test you defensive or offensively. Can you move them off the ball? You know, they're going to do a lot of blitzes from the second level. Inside linebackers coming downhill on run and pass blitzes. So it's going to test your principles. But more importantly, it's going to test you mentally. Well, ultimately, then will test you physically. Physically, Nebraska, you know, matches up well against them, you know, from a height, weight and size and all that type of stuff. Now it's just mentally, you know, but I would always look at it. Look, I'd look forward to, you know, hurting rivals that we were playing and ruining their season, ruining their whole mentality, ruining their Saturday night up there in Madison. You ain't going down.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And getting any brats and beer, no brats and spotted cow, which is a great beer if you make the trip up there. Just, you know, that's the mentality you got to try to take up there. And look, winning covers up a lot of things, but then it solves a lot of problems, and then also it gives you clarity into what you need to do moving forward.
Can Nebraska win a physical game at Camp Randall?
Oh, sure. I mean, why not? They've first of all, you know, playing on the road, obviously, it's, you know, I'm assuming it's going to be pretty, you know, pretty loud. But, you know, they've played plenty of physical teams. I mean, Michigan, I think, is probably one of the most physical teams in the nation. Nebraska, you know, stood up pretty well against them. I think they got confidence or should get confidence that, they can, you know, play with them and move the ball pretty well against them. And I think that, you know, what we do well, if we do it well offensively, sets up well against Wisconsin's defense, and what we do well and what we can do well, and ideally we will do well against Wisconsin's offense, sets up for Nebraska. So, it's, like I said, it's a game that, you know, they're right there for you. They're coming. They're going to tell you that they're coming. And, you know, we've not only got to withstand it, stand up to it, but then also we got to dictate it as well.
You just mentioned what Nebraska does well. Let's go into detail. What is it that if you're
– Well, I mean, well, I think that we, you know, our, you know, health-wise, if everybody's healthy, skill position-wise, I think, you know, we have an advantage.
Okay. Quarterback, now, running back, yeah, receivers, tight ends,
right? I think that, I mean, I like our matchup against anybody with those guys when they're, okay, you know, when everybody's playing and healthy and involved in the game plan.
Okay.
And then offense, so that puts a lot of stress on them. So what Wisconsin wants to do, they want you to line up and keep you, like, essentially between the hashes in the same formation, and they want you to line up in one formation so they can dictate and pressure you, destroy you in first and second down, and try to get home on third down and just keep playing that type of game, and you only get like 45 to 50 some snaps, right? But where they struggle a little bit is when you get them out in space and make them adjust, make them get out in space and do what they don't like to do. You know what I'm saying? They're very good at what they do and do well. So to get back to, say, a more downhill running game, you want to stretch it out a little bit, ideally, or make them make plays in space. You know, they got some big old linebackers, all can run, good athletes. But I like, you know, Adrian against them. I like our running backs against them and tight ends. I like both of them as well. And our receivers against their corners and safeties. So, ultimately, we have to get to where we can take advantage of where we think we have an advantage. And that's going to start up front. And it's going to start with some intensity and bringing it to them. They're, you know, one of the best defenses in the nation. But, you know, the teams they've lost before, you know. And teams have moved the ball against them. And so it's one of those things we've got to take it to them and try to, you know, exploit some of their weaknesses, which they have very few of.
Offensively, this is not a sexy Wisconsin team.
I don't think it ever is. I think, look, I think the one thing that they're doing now, and that's why you see the running numbers, obviously an uptick in it, is that the turnovers are down. I think Mertz started off the season turn the ball over, whether it was fumbling the ball or interceptions, that's pretty much been eliminated. But they're not like, you know, Dan Marino when he had Mark Duper and Clayton, you know, throwing the ball, you know, for 500 yards a game. But what they're doing is running the ball, grinding out the clock, getting it third and second and manageable in short. Ferguson is their best probably player, especially on offense, their tight end. Big kid that can run, can block. I think, you know, he's a really, really good player. So that's the quarterback's safety net, his binky. And then they got a couple of receivers that can run as well and make plays. So what they're doing is, you know, still completing it around a little bit over 50, 55% of passes, which is low for college football. But they're not turning the ball over, which is allowing them to extend drives, and they're running the ball better at a better clip. And then the defense is obviously playing well, which they have been all year, even when they were struggling offensively.
I when you look at Wisconsin, and they have six concepts they run from five different formations. Like,
yeah,
it's real simple that, yeah, they're just going to see if they can outwill you and out-discipline you.
Yeah, what it is you know, they're going to come at you, and then they're going to, you know, they're going to see, they're betting that on the, well, they're, I mean, obviously if they do it, come right out from the get-go and start blasting you, that's, you know, that's just cherry on the top for them. But what they're betting on, or what running teams like them bet on, by the fourth or fifth play, somebody's going to jump out of their gap and make their mistake,
yep,
and then they're going to hit it.
Yep.
And then that's where you see that they're fine with 2 yards here, 3 yards here, yard, seven, two, one, boom, 45. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know, and they've always been like that. But, you know, like, obviously their last running back, Jonathan Taylor, was really, really special.
Mm-hmm.
He was not only like a grinded out type of running back, because he was like 225, 230. He had for real track speed.
Mm-hmm.
And he's one of the few running backs that has track speed, or had track speed, or has track speed that actually runs like it and runs with the physicalness. Obviously, you see him in the NFL being one of the top running backs, and he took the college football game by storm.
Yeah, this is the prize that Wisconsin pulled that together. We're live at Tanner's 30th in Yankee Hill. We'll be here till 6 o'clock. I want to go to the text line. Cleet says, and I want to answer this on air. He says, what's up, DP? I won the trivia last night. Picked up the strawberry daiquiri cake last night from Nick. Wife stole it. But I grabbed one of those little packet snacks. Oh, my God, what are those? I need more. Hit up Nick. Those are from Beatrice Bakery. They're there on the counter. Anybody that comes to the station can take the snacks that they want. But hit up Nick. He may be able to hook you up. He may be able to hook you up, Cleet. So go ahead and reach out. Those are the fruitcake snacks. I know, it surprises folks, so don't be surprised. The jersey raffle, you guys have like an hour to get registered, get your name in the box, and we'll give it away in about an hour. And I can tell you, your chances are better on a Wednesday than it is on a Saturday. Just letting you know. Get down to Tanner's, get your name in the box to sign Jason Peter jersey if you're up for that sort of thing. We're throwing a break. More with the Husker Hall of Famer, Jay Foreman, on Old School, 93.7 The Ticket.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and Jay on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Check engine light on? Take the guesswork out of your check engine light with O'Reilly Veriscan. It's free. Ask for O'Reilly Veriscan today.
Oh, oh.